That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Misfit Toys.
Wow. Look at you. Coming back for part two. I love it. Hey, I might have mentioned this last week on the show, but it's important to mention it again. So maybe I didn't, though. April 22nd, we're doing a 10 o'clock show, and this show will start at 10 o'clock. I might move it to 9:45. But it's not a show that you're going to get to that's going to start. It will start on time, 10 o'clock, at Typewriter Dynasty. No, Dynasty Typewriter, right, Aaron? Dynasty Typewriter?
The Dynasty Typewriter.
The Dynasty Typewriter. The best place to see a show on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. On the planet. Okay? So on April 22nd, which is a Saturday night, 10 o'clock show, there'll be a cool opener. And I said this on Getting Doug with High, and I'm going to say it again here. Look, the show's always a pretty good show, I'd like to think. I care, so, you know, it's always going to be a good show. But I'm shooting this as part of the process to get it presented on Broadway in October for funding and who's going to present it. And we decided we need to shoot it, the whole experience. So, you know, everything from the sax player in the street before the show to there'll be an ice cream truck afterwards with cookies. As you're being seated, there'll be someone out there playing a live instrument, even as you walk into the theater, piano and maybe stand-up bass. So, shoot the whole experience. The stand-up, everyone knows what stand-up is, but the band bits, so the band's going to be beefed up. We'll have sax, we'll have trumpet. We got Eric Calver in there, Tim Lillis, Cam Kavinsky. So, we got some Ian, who played for us last time. So, we got a good group. Got a good group. We'll have about 8 band members when it's all said and done. So that's April 22nd. And I need you guys. I've never begged you like I'm begging you now. Don't pick the night if you're going, oh, we were going to see him last time and we did. It's going to be a good show. April 22nd, Dynasty Typewriter. All right, there you go. So this is this. And next week it's a solo show with me. Unless I decide I want to do it maybe with one person. Who knows? Who knows? You got anything?
Coming to Denver, May 30th through 31st.
Listen, this is news to me. Aaron Simon is coming to Denver May 31st to do. He does it. You know, you'll like it. He's mostly theaters. He does it, but he sits on stage. And if I understand correctly, someone recorded us something and sent us in? This is somebody in the audience.
What is Todd like?
Oh, that's what, I'm not even going to play your response. So that's from a theater show. Okay. So he answers questions about the Todd Glass show. And are you really going to be there in May or no?
Unfortunately, no.
No, it's okay.
It got canceled.
He got canceled. He was going to do a theater date, but it's cute questions about the Todd Glass Show. And then he sings at the end, and his mom and dad come out, and they make a cake. It's fun. It's fun times. All right, listen, I'm going on. So I'll see you on April 22nd. Next week, it's a solo show. I don't think there's much more. Okay? TikTok, baby. TikTok, baby. Just hit 100K. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. 105K it's creeping up on. Instagram, 108. And you know what? Thanks to Chad. Chad is bored on TikTok. Chad Maxwell. And Rory is working with Chad, too. Rory Scovel. And it's fun. It's all, you know what? Really, it's... it's a great creative outlet. So is stand-up's my favorite thing to do in the world. But, I mean, second to that, this podcast. And now, like, doing the videos, I don't have to think or worry about editing it. Just come. I smoke a little pot. I get high sometimes, all the time. And I just be silly, whether it's, you know, doing any of the bits. And he's great at thinking of putting me in situations for me just to have fun. So... and it's good to have short content out there. I have my stand-up. That's, you have to come see me live. Or the podcast, that's 2 hours. So this is like one minute little things that can keep you occupied till I come back to your city. Or let you know I'm coming to your city. If that's all you follow me for is to just, you know, say, you know, that. Okay, I'm rambling and I apologize. Thank you. This is the second half of the Mort Burke Show. I had so much fun. Oh, Mort's going to be a regular, whether he likes it or not. We call him every week. Mort, our guests pass away. And that leads to a horror movie where Mort Burke has been killing our guests. We can't figure it out. Every single week, the guest is getting killed. And the detectives come in. They go, "What's? Why would anybody want to kill one of your guests?" No one can think of why. In the movie, they're like, "What is the common denominator here? Lieutenant, I want answers." And then one lieutenant steps forward and she says, "Who's been filling in when these guests cancel?" "Mort Burke," she says. And that's how they figure it out. And you killed Dave Cross, and I never told anybody. I know you'll listen into the opening, Mort. You listen. I know you're listening. It's all right. That's what I love about you. Vinny's listening. He's always listening. "You think they mentioned my name?" He literally, and I swear to God, texted me the other day, and he said, "Let's pick up the mentions. I don't listen to your show for the content. I like the shout-outs," he said. So God willing, God bless. Does it have a balcony? Does it have a balcony? Why would you do that? Why'd you do that? How's the parking?
All right. You're loved. You're beautiful. And that's all we got to say. Now you join... the Todd Glass Show with Mort Burke as our guest, sitting in on the board, the great Aaron Simon, doing the tech and just his overall good energy, is, of course, the great Aristotle, who we love and adore and never take for granted. And sitting in as part of the band is Alex Young on saxophone. Now,
you join the Todd Glass Show, already in progress. I think I'm creating a shitstorm when I look over and Aristotle is like, I have loud music playing. There's a lot of shit going on. How do you think that sounded to the listener? It was fun on my end.
It sounded like fun.
Wow. Mort.
Yeah.
Right, how are you?
I'm doing really, really well.
Yeah, do you have any teachers you were fond of when you went to school that you still remember?
Yeah, a couple, sure. Mrs. Hodges, I remember.
What grade?
She's a sweet lady. Second.
Second grade. That's great. I love that. Okay, so second grade, Mrs. Hodges. Why did you like her?
I'll tell you. This is an interesting... truth, as I always say here, we're going to be honest.
By the way, vulnerable. Truth is the only time...
I love it because in the midst of all the chaos, if you ever want to have a grounded thing and let them know it's based in reality, you have truth. And if you never break it with the audience, they'll trust you all the time. And I think it's a fun safe to have. So truth is art.
Truth. I was a little bit of a bully when I was little. And I made fun of this kid because he had weird clothes. And she pulled me aside. And she was like, he can't afford to have nice clothes.
Who said this?
My teacher, Mrs. Hodges. And it's not like we were rich. I wasn't wearing a tuxedo at the time. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, but it was invaluable.
It's not what I heard.
Yeah, no. I had like coattails, like a concert piece.
Right. So she pulled you aside.
Yeah, and she said she heard me making fun of this kid, and she was like, he can't afford nice clothes. And it was meaningful to me. I understood. And like you, I don't know, kids. That's just what kids do, right? They're like, he's ugly, ah, la, la. You know what I mean? And so, I thought that was like a powerful, cool lesson. Because she wasn't condescending. She wasn't cruel. She was like real honest with me, you know?
Well, she talked to you like an adult.
Yeah, exactly right.
She didn't braid you. She almost said, just explain why. And then you could use your own feelings, which you already had, to go, oh.
Yeah.
He's not just wearing that because he has bad taste. Or even if he did, that wouldn't be a punishable crime. But he's not that. And you went, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mrs. what?
Hodges was her
name. Mrs. Hodgeson?
Hodges.
Hodges.
Hodges, yeah.
Mrs. Hodgson.
That's a better name. No, Todd, it was Mrs. Hodges. I don't understand what you
Okay, I'm just trying to give her a tribute. Mrs. Hoggins.
Actually, that's fucking even way worse. That's
Say it again. I'm sorry. I'm not even trying to do a bit.
This feels like a joke, actually. But it was Mrs. Hodges.
Mrs. Hoggins.
A beloved teacher
of mine. Mrs. Hagendaz?
It was not Mrs. Hagendaz. That's the name of an ice cream, sir.
I know. Sir,
we're not letting him finish. He's talking. He's about to tell a story about Mrs. Hodgins' son.
Mrs. Hodgins' son, who used to work at the armory.
And here comes your crony, Aristotle.
You're coming in
to defend you.
Whoa, don't make fun of Aristotle.
And then here comes.
Yes.
Hey, this guy.
No, we don't. I feel bad they put him on the wrath of it. How about do something else? We go, Aristotle, why you got to be so nice to make it so wrong to make fun of you, okay? Aristotle, huh? Why you got to be so nice
that if there's a bit that has to make someone yell at you,
that person's going to look bad.
Why
you got to be so
Why you got to be such a good guy?
That no one wants to do a bit that involves that you're yelling at Aristotle.
You're
Why do you have to be so kind?
You're just a good guy.
That nobody even wants to.
Nobody is
just kind.
All right, listen, let's take our time. Mm. Nobody's in a hurry but me. How long have we been going?
A little over an hour.
Okay, here we go.
Aristotle, I'm sorry, I came
Funny
at you sideways.
How time slips away.
That's true.
Track? Do we have a track? Okay, hold on. Okay, now here we go. Now, can you take this down to him? I'm going to let you do this, but I created... Can you play Funny How Time Slipped Away? I mean, we just heard that. Not that. You're going to turn the volume off on that. Now, this might not be fun, but would you promise me more... That if this is out of your league or something that makes you uncomfortable, that you're not having a ball doing, you'll just go... Do we have run from the bit?
No, I'm game.
Okay.
What do you mean? Let's do it.
Okay, so we want the volume down on that. That's just your teleprompter with the words.
Great.
So I went ahead and made like a loop that you could... Let me hear the loop. And then you could play it and then get close to the mic, put a little reverb in his mic. You understand? Like, and you could sing it. This is just a loop, so you don't got to really stay with that song. You could go wherever you want. Can we put some reverb in his mic? Well, it's all right. Everything's fine. I know. See, a lot of people get nervous.
There we go. I just needed.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm great.
Alex, pick your mic up for
one second.
Can you turn Alex's mic on?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm eating grapes.
Turn his mic up a little bit. I can't even hear him. I don't know if I'm going
eating grapes. I'm a little stoned, but I feel great.
Good. Overall. And you look good. Your haircut looks nice.
Thank you.
And always a pleasure to have you in here playing sax. And your energy and your comedic and everything. You're great.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, thank you.
What do you have to say?
No, honestly, I walked in and out.
More, what do you have to
no,
say?
No, for real, I was like, okay, first of all, this guy's a fashion icon, like, and I didn't expect him to come out with a saxophone and fucking
right?
with straight-up Coltrane vibes. You know what I'm saying?
I tried to hide. That's why I go, it was his idea to put it in the other room. He goes, I'll just put it in the other room. If you could leave, you could be going to the bathroom. But I love to cover for the bit we overly go, you piece of shit. Oh, that was fun.
It is the last thing I expect a person to enter a yes. room with, which is pretty fun. You know what I mean?
It's so great to go, no, and then someone comes in with sax, and they're, we're going to do that later. Okay, funny how time slips away. So I don't know what we're going to do with this, and I'm a little nervous, like maybe there's nothing, but let's hear it. So you see the words are on there. Okay,
yeah,
you
now just want to sing it, yeah?
Bring it in a little. Well, do whatever you want with it. Okay. Put some reverb in his voice. I mean, get real close to that mic. Don't be scared. Let's level out his mic. Let's put some deep tones in it. Make him sound like Barry White or us. You testing
well,
one?
Hello.
No, no,
there.
Too much, too much. Sorry, and I don't mean to blame that on you, Aristotle. I feel like you could leech across the table a little less. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
How am I doing?
Just fine.
Oh, I guess that I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, but it seems now that it was only yesterday.
Here's what I can do for you.
Gee, ain't it funny?
With the range that you sing in, I can get you a job in Vegas. Would you like your own?
Away. I would do anything for a residency in Vegas, and I mean anything.
And I mean anything. Whoa!
How's la, la, la. Your new
Hello, hello.
You know what I mean.
Tell me more. Do tell.
Oh, yeah. My body is so desirable that I'm going to give it up for some way to... Oh!
What's anything mean? I wonder what you do. Whoa!
Whoa! Mr. Vegas.
Whoa!
What would he do?
I'm like the president coming in. Bop, 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 bop. That's right. Hi, everybody. I'm Mort Burke, and I got a new special coming out. We hope you like it. Hello, everybody. This is Mort Burke. I have to have... My show still has to be good. I can't just do what I'm doing. I don't know what it is. So let's stop.
Bring the lights back up. We have. How long do we have?
What do we have? 40. What? How long is it? How long has it been?
Jeez. Hour 20.
Do it more, and really make a lot of sounds that are adding up. And don't, it's not a bit like this is really you. So hold on, let me set you up again. See how good my acting is. Anyway, blah blah blah.
I've seen, that's what Daniel Day-Lewis does right before he goes into his scene. He goes, anyway, blah, blah, blah. And then Meryl Streep, that's how they all, that's their method.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Anyway, blah, blah, blah.
I wanted to get today out of my head and get into the scene. Blah, 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 get rid of all that, blah, blah, blah. And then comes present. What am I setting up? Come on.
How long we've been going?
You wanted Aristotle to be very confused and exasperated by
amount
of time.
Oh, okay. Carry the wand, all that stuff. Okay, here we go. So, oh my God, I'm having so much fun. How long have we been going about? Closer to the mic. Put some reverb in it. Well, it shouldn't take that long. Just roughly. Give me a little bit of that. Come on, Aristotle. not like pinpoint, just like roughly.
Ooh, roughly.
Oh,
shit.
Honestly, Aristotle, not just rough, like very rough, like. You could be 20 minutes off. I'm not going to yell at you. Carry the one. Everybody,
Carry the one.
Carry the one.
Okay, hold on. I remember thinking, oh, it's 6 o'clock. I'm on time. And then we went to the bathroom. Carry the six. Then we took a break. We have to edit out the break time. I'm gonna say.
Well, do you want like the right answer?
Yeah. Or? What is the right answer? I'm gonna say an hour and 35 minutes. We did.
120.
There you go, baby. Right. That's a good time for me. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Truth. Because I'm having fun, and to have 40 minutes left is like that's a good amount of time. Now I can concentrate, think. Todd, make this. Don't mess around. I got my notes here. Funny how time slipped away. Mort Burke song. We played it. Play it again. Before I threw What Now, My Love, we did that. Spiritually filthy.
March 31st.
Now, you know what? I'm walking off my own show.
Todd, why? What's going on?
Why?
Because people aren't going to go to YouTube. I smell it already. Oh. Even my dearest people that listen to the show, they're going to be like, oh, we were actually gone. If people get busy, I'm done.
Todd, they might, though. I mean, I don't think...
Try to make me come back.
I don't think you know that. They might
come back.
I asked them a favor. I said, I don't ask you for every guest.
You can't quit.
You think when Rory Scovel comes in here begging that we should buy his T-shirt of the month? But I asked him with this. I said, watch it on YouTube. It's on YouTube. It's not going to kill you to go watch it.
It's a great special day. There's a really good chance. I waited a very long, my entire career to put this out. I'm really proud of it. I think there's a chance they might go watch this special. It'd be very meaningful to me.
All right. Well, guys, don't let me down, okay? My audience, guys.
We need you to answer.
He's going to go look at the comments. And if it doesn't say, hey, Todd, the Todd Glass Show sent me here, he's going to know that I don't have a lot of power in the business.
That's right. And how do you think Todd's going
to
feel?
I think it's going to make me feel. I want him to call me in a month and go, hey, by the way, I've actually been getting a lot of people you sent here from your podcast sending me nice comments. I'll melt inside.
Yeah, that would be so beautiful for you, I think.
It's up to you, people.
Yeah.
I'm chewing on licorice because I'm nervous. I don't want to find out I'm not a hot commodity. All right.
And then it'd be funny if it was now 40 minutes of dead air.
Well, the Todd Glass Show will be right back. The Todd Glass Show will be right back. You gotta stay through the commercial. Till he's back on the Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show will be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Because it's the key to good radio, right?
It's Alex Young's birthday song, birthday song, birthday
song. It's Alex Young's birthday song.
Happy, happy birthday. Here we go.
It's Alex Young's birthday song. Birthday song. Birthday song. It's Alex Young's birthday song. Have a happy birthday. It's Alex Young's birthday song. Birthday song. Birthday song. It's Alex Young's birthday song. Have a happy birthday.
Joe McKenzie, we love you. I know you think we might take you for granted. But Aaron was just saying to me off the air that he considers you to be like his dad. Right?
Absolutely.
What happened to my mic?
He knows that.
I just took it out because
it's all right.
I wasn't sure if he still wanted it in there.
I guess you heard about Rory Scovel. He's dead.
Good.
Good. What he did to us. Asshole. Not even legal, asshole. Where's his burial? I want to come down there and spit on him.
I really love this theme for this episode, just announcing the death of beloved comedians.
It's just funny for Rory to go. By the way, truth, just in case you're wondering, there's nothing ever happened. Somehow we just...
Not to you, maybe.
On one podcast, we're like, after what he did to me, and we've been doing it for 10 years. I think I even did it on my special. I did. I went, oh, Rory Scovel. And then the whole band goes, fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel. I go, guys, he's a friend of mine. I play the good guy in the band. He's a friend of mine, the band. Fuck. And then the drums, boom, 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 boom. Something to be seen, that special. Todd Glass, act happy, folks.
Woo!
The event of a lifetime. That's what it should have been called. I think his career hasn't gone so well, or he wouldn't have time for this.
Hey, Rory.
All right, let's calm down, everybody. Turn the music off. We don't need music. This show is as good as any other show. We don't need to jam jingles down everybody's throat. Seriously. That's not our deal. That's not what we're about. We have a good show. We have a good product. We have a good... we have something to offer. We don't need to, be so a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And what we do is we offer the listener. No. You know, you have this. I think you should leave. It got season 3. Let's just find it. Let's see how long it takes to find it. Does that mean? No, it's on there because you played it. Maybe you didn't.
I actually don't think you did. You played the theme song.
You did. You played 10-year-old Tom has season. 10-year-old Tom. It's all right.
Baby, baby, baby.
Let me hear it.
Baby, 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 baby.
Oh, baby, baby, baby.
Do we have another song for him? I mean, I try to do it up for these people that come in here and share their talents with us. Play along with your own song.
Alex Young on the Todd Glass Show. Alex Young on the Todd Glass Show. Alex Young.
Oh. I'm going to be honest with you right now. Show aside, Rory Scovel needs help. No, it's obvious he's having mental breakdowns.
Yeah, no, there's...
I mean, he's got a daughter. I don't think it's funny to play this stuff.
Not, that's a mental health crisis.
It's a mental health. He's crying for help.
Yeah.
By the way, nice job on the sax. What's your name?
I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Where are you from?
I'm from Indiana.
You're from Indiana? How did we meet?
Well, we actually met in a sauna.
Stop telling that story. It's not true.
I'm
telling you, if I wasn't of the Yoo-Hoo persuasion.
He kept doing stand-up in the sauna.
I'm being honest here.
Cut it out.
You didn't, what?
We're all just trying to sit in here, have a time, and you're trying to do stand-up.
Yeah, he's doing
that. Well, I did bring a microphone and a brick towel. You know, like it had an imprint of a brick on it, and I would pin it up and do some stand-up. People liked it, I thought. You're the one who brought the drummer and the sax music to it. Do we have a recording of it? You shut the fuck up. Do we actually have a recording of this?
Yeah, I think we do.
You want me to play it?
Yeah. From the sauna, right?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the sauna. This is my saxophone player, Alex. How about when people use a whole roll of paper...
I should point out my PA system was horrible. I had was it your little speaker?
It's hot in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, was it your little speaker
I was playing for money in the sauna on the saxophone.
Yeah, and you had a speaker. Was it a battery-powered speaker?
It was battery-powered.
And out of all things to get, it actually was a pretty good little speaker. But on this recording, I remember it was dwindling. It was overheating.
That was the problem.
And there was a guy that was pouring water on it. You were so mad at him. You're like, that's not the sauna. That's the speaker. You can hear him in the background later in it yelling.
Yeah.
You can tell because you're playing, but then you stop playing and you hear me talking, but you're in the background yelling.
Oh, what a crowd. How about a hand for my saxophone player, Alex Young, everybody? Oh, I'll tell you, how about these people with their paper towels all over the place? Oh, hi, I just killed two trees to wipe my big fat ass.
That's good. That's funny.
Anyway, but it's good to be here. I want to say, you know, I told the gym a long time ago, why did you put carpeting in? It ends up getting mildew and it stinks. 2 years later, they're ripping the carpeting out, putting in tile. Yeah, no fuck, you dumb fucks.
Whoa! They should have listened.
Look at this guy. Hey, buddy, I got news for you.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing? Stop pouring water on the speaker. That's not okay. Hey.
This is that part I'm talking about.
No. It's already hot in here.
You hear you yelling in the background.
Oh, you're right. That makes a little sense. Hey, stop pouring water on the speaker.
This is what I was talking about.
You're going to work for Todd's stand-up.
Sir, please stop pouring water on the stand and the speaker. That's not the...
I'm sorry. I thought it was the cold.
No, it's not the cold.
Have you ever seen the sign that says don't pour hot water on the coals?
Yeah, but look at me. I'm disgusting. All right, listen. That was a show for you.
That was good. I couldn't have been more entertained.
It was a treat.
Yeah.
Nobody eats pizza anymore.
That's true. No one eats pizza anymore.
All right, listen, let's stop and do a show that we're proud of. I need to think about it. What do I do with my time and people's time? Oh, God, dear Lord.
Actually, I just remembered a second ago, earlier I told you Jimmy Kimmel hosted the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about a bit that they were doing. He was like, don't worry, we'll really make a meal out of it. And I was like, what?
Make a meal out of it. That phrase, I don't know who taught me that phrase. Truth. But comedically, I use it all the time. I'll tell whoever in the band to do something. I go, don't make a meal out of it. But I heard a band member say that to another band member in here. Jokingly, I would presume. But he goes, you don't have to make a meal out of it. I go, is that like a phrase in the music business? Like, or is it more wide than that, but I could just see someone like going off. Hey, don't make a meal out of it, you fuck.
This guy's acting like he's got a big old hamburger in front of him, yeah. Making a big old beautiful meal.
Relax.
Out of it.
Mm-hmm. Relax. And by the way, season 3 of I Think You Should Leave is coming out. Season 3 of I Think You Should Leave. Now till the end of the show, try to play that 15 times.
Okay.
I don't care how you get him out of the way.
Baby, 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 baby.
Oh, baby, 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 baby.
Give it a... Let's tighten this jingle up. Here we go. Hit it again.
Baby, 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 baby.
Oh, baby, 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 baby.
One more time. Little more breathy.
Baby, 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 baby.
Oh, baby, 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 baby.
There you go. Fuck that original jingle. That original jingle can suck my dick. Until you came in with the sax, I don't like that language. It seems worse when no one laughs. All right, listen. Oh, don't pull your kazoo out. I'm sure you sound just as good.
You asked me to bring it, Todd. I don't know. I mean,
that was like, you. The other one was go. Oh, here we go. Oh, you brought a backing track.
Yeah. Yeah.
People always told me play a
flute. You can sing.
I can play and sing at the same time. Todd's not the only one who sings and plays kazoo. I also do it too. I also play kazoo and I sing, yeah, at the same time. Ooh, hard to believe, but I'm playing kazoo and singing. Ooh, yeah.
His legacy's pretty clean, right?
I feel guilty. To be honest with you, Truth, I'm not even comfortable totally playing it on the show, but somebody here gave me bad advice. I remember, like, it was about an hour ago, and I went, oh, play it. And I fell for it. I should have my own morals.
Okay. It's hard. It's hard to stay true to you, that internal voice, you know?
Well, seriously?
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have played. It's not like I shouldn't have. You should do what's right. I don't like it. Doesn't
the I mean, I'm just a huge fan. I don't understand the issue. Well, I don't know what.
Well, you're you don't even know.
Oh, if you don't know, I don't want to ruin it for
he
you.
He died?
Brother. Well,
No. He didn't die. Come on, Aristotle is too nice.
I mean, even I
no,
he
he's kidding me. I saw him perform a month ago. Do you want okay, let's do the maybe there's something there. Maybe we can harmonize with this. So get everyone's mic nice and hot. And we're going to build a jingle for TikTok right in front of this audience. And I need you to come in. Maybe there's something there. Boink! With the thing at the end. Deep. Was that baritone or regular?
Tenor.
And what? I have a question. Can you play baritone?
Yeah.
So it's just by the... Do you have a baritone trumpet? Trombone.
Baritone saxophone. I don't own one because they're very expensive and you don't play them very often.
So they are more expensive than regular saxophones. And why are they more expensive?
They're bigger, more metal.
Wow.
I know.
I think the show might buy you one.
Really?
Well, I'm thinking about thank you. We have a live studio.
I mean,
audience.
It wouldn't be that much for you, right? You should probably just do it.
You're right.
When I came in, Todd lit a $1,000 bill on
fire. Well, that was to make you laugh because if I knew you had a hard day. Thank you. I think you're doing a great job on the board tonight, Aaron. I know you're very self-conscious.
Yeah,
come
beautiful.
On.
He's doing good.
The Todd Glass Show is in shit without him.
That's right.
Yeah, it's in shit.
It could not be a fucking
Todd Glass Show without Aaron. I spit on the show without Aaron. Oh, are you Todd Glass? Yes, I am. Oh, I would only stop spitting on you if Aaron told me to stop spitting.
He's the
oh, it's the sound guy. Let me tell you something. I love Todd Glass, but that shows a lot of bells and whistles. I know what it's like when Aaron's not there. You got a guy, like, he'll do one drop here, one drop there. Not Aaron. Drop after drop after drop after drop after drop. He's always right on point. And a lot of little bit of this and a little bit of that. Oh, mamma mia, mwah. I love to be so Italiano. Thank you. Oh, yeah, here we go. So maybe, can you give me a little bit? I really need a lot. It's for TikTok. I want to be able to say a comment, and then maybe there's nothing there, or maybe there's something there. So, hello. Maybe no reverb even, but loud, like really loud. Teach me a lesson. Hello.
Well, for the recording, right?
Oh, yeah, but I like it in here, too. Okay, here we go. Maybe there's some... Oh, I like that. Maybe there's something there. No, just at the end. Oh, sexy. You're not bad looking yourself. I don't know if you're hitting on me or not. Maybe there's something there. Maybe there's something there. Can we all try to say it together?
Sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
We're building it right in front of the... Maybe it won't work. That's fine, too. Awesome. Here we go. You ready? Maybe there's something there. Probably too, has to be cleaner. Maybe there's something there.
Do you want to count us off, Todd? One, two, one of these, and then we'll all come at the same time.
One, two, three. Maybe there's something there. I'll do it. Maybe there's something there, baby. Maybe there's something there. And then maybe there's a nothing there. Maybe there's nothing there. Maybe there's nothing there. Just maybe there's nothing there. Perhaps there's something there. Why are you laughing? Because tell me.
I snuck a fart noise in there.
Oh, I don't care. Okay. I thought you were. You know what would crush me more?
It went so perfectly with the sax that you could like barely tell it was there.
I would hear it if you did it. Trust me. Now that I didn't hear.
Please
don't. What do you mean? Are you kidding? You know what I was afraid it was? What? And you're gonna hate me for even thinking this, that you were laughing at my singing. Oh. And I was like, oh my God, that would crush me, but I would have to fake that it didn't. If you were like, giggling. So once I found out it was that you snuck a fart sound, then I was so fucking happy. I don't care. You can sneak all you want, and I know what the people want. This isn't like the old show where I go, oh, that's not my brand of humor. I know what people like it. I'm not even joking around. I'm not opposed to, maybe there's a couple, they go, I love the Todd Glass show. The other guy goes, maybe even it's an insult. She thinks she's going, oh, or he, whatever the dynamic is. Oh, he likes fart humor. I can give you a little bit of it on this show. You don't have to tune in. You know, some people go, oh, I like the Todd Glass show with my girlfriend, but I got to tune over to Hoobity Hoobity to get my, you know, a little bit of the fart jokes. I give it to you right here.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, you're saying this show's for all people.
This
right?
show's this for is... all people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're not enjoying this or what we were doing before, what do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Let us know. Hang in.
Let
for
us
10
know.
More minutes. We'll probably do it.
We'll do it.
Yeah,
call us on the phone, 365-4100. Now, let me ask you a question. That was rude.
The last one was
The rude, last one was disrespectful.
Was
and you know
funny,
what? I'm still your boss. This is a fun podcast. How much time do we have left? I tell you the truth, it's like I'm hoping it's long. That's why I ask. And it sounds like when I ask, it's because it sounds like you're not in the moment. And it's the opposite. I want to, what do we have, 20 more minutes? 15. Come on, Aristotle. Aristotle. I'm not, by the way, let me just say again, I'm not asking for exact. It's just rough. Oh, I feel like it's just... Aristotle, seriously, take a deep breath. It's rough. It's just rough. Has it been? It could be 8 minutes or 30. Like, that's all. Numbers aren't my thing. Come on, Aristotle, stop. Take a deep breath. I'm not asking it to be exact. You can be so way up. But I need a number. You don't have to, you make me feel bad now. You are the producer of the show. It's not odd to you should be looking down.
Like 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Okay. As I just went stretch. Yeah. Okay, 20 minutes. We have 20 minutes left. Is there anybody you want to call or
me,
anybody
right
you want to tell me about, another comedian you want to give? Who was the guy we mentioned before?
Oh, I was talking about the guy who directed my special.
What's his name?
J.F. Harris.
Do you think there's a chance he would, like, he heard and then he just was waiting? Maybe they'll mention me again. I'm not trying to make him look like, it's almost making me look bad by going, oh, somebody would listen to the show. But I just know I have when somebody said, hey, they said something nice. So if I think if people come over to my show, I try to throw them a little love. But he's probably gone by now.
I don't know. I mean, dude, we sang a whole song to him.
We did.
I feel like he's probably the least he could do is hang out to the end.
That says a lot about him if he heard this part. If he didn't hear this part, he just went, oh, beep, bop, boop. Here's where they mentioned me. Boop, bop, boop. I'm gone.
Right, yeah.
But if he went, okay, they mentioned me, but it's also very funny. I'm going to give the rest of this show a listen. He's here right now.
Yeah, I think he's hanging out. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, if
this
he's
might
not,
be the second
I'm fed up with him.
You
I'm
are,
so done
enough.
With him.
Yeah, okay.
If he's done with us.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's here right now,
right.
I like him.
Yeah, no, he's a sweet guy if he's here.
He
and
is.
If he's not, he's a coward.
Does he have a family? Where do they live?
He does. Yeah, he's from New York, yeah.
He's from New York. He has his mom and dad live there?
Yeah,
are they still together?
Island.
Don't just make up stuff.
No, they're 7'4", both of them.
His parents are 7'4"?
Yeah, they're both 7'4".
Oh, my God. There's something nice about that.
Yeah. No, they're not, actually. That was me.
Nice.
Absolutely.
But he lives here in Los Angeles?
He does, yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't seen him. Works at the
comedy. Well, he called me once, but I was too busy.
Yeah, you big-timed him.
Big-timed him.
You did Todd Hollywood on him.
Did you ever see the dress-up gang?
What's the dress?
They have a big. It's a sketch group, and they're great.
Oh, okay.
They're fucking amazing. They find the most different things to do sketches on. Just like when people go, "Oh, every stand-up bit has been done." No, it hasn't. A lot have been done, but they really find really unique things. The dress-up gang. Am I saying their name right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember. I remember it's Kirk Box and.
I don't think he's a regular on.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, okay, I thought
Donnie Devonian.
Donnie Devonian, Corey. I hate that I love them so much.
Well,
I should know all their names.
I shouldn't have thrown out any names at all.
Their sketches are fucking great. They really do it for me, and I'm embarrassed that I should be able to rip off all their names. You know what I mean? And can we find them out? It's worth taking a second before we...
Frankie Quinones.
Yeah. Oh, and Frankie Quinones is also in...
That Fool.
That Fool. Oh. And he's great.
No, This Fool.
This fool.
Don't make me look bad on the show, guys. I mean, I say it right, but you say it wrong, and then it makes me look bad. These guys, for a guy like Frankie will come over here and listen to the show and go, hey, thanks for the shout out. Why don't you get your facts right? Beat me up in an alley. I've seen it happen. No, he's great. You love him too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's really good. And everything he does, I think, is very funny. And the dress up gang, is that what they're called?
Yes,
what are their names? Let's give them their names. Let's take our time. We got nowhere to go.
Brent Weinbach.
Brent Weinbach isn't a lot of them. But there's, I know it seems like I'm being disrespectful. I keep writing off the, oh, yeah, but he's not. And then who's the other person you said? That they are in a lot, Kurt Fox. But I don't think he's, maybe he is part.
That's why I'm having trouble finding, is that I keep finding, like, the cast for the show.
Right.
Whoever
they use is great. But there is a group of four, I think, that are constants. But it really does it for me. What do we do now? What do we do as we go to close? Let's take our time and think about it. I'm so hungry. You're not hungry either. Would you eat? No, nobody hangs anymore. This is why people don't get stuff. Because nobody wants to hang. Nobody wants to... Unless you're hanging, you ain't getting shit done. People are hurrying off to where? When you're younger, that's why shit happens, because you hang afterwards. Nobody wants to be in for the hang.
Kevin Camia?
And I notice a small group of people that do, but I'll put the pressure. Most people, I gotta go. They get in the car. Where are you going? But no pressure on you guys. What did you say?
Corey Lukasik, Donnie Devonian, Frankie Quinones and Kevin Camia.
Corey, you said?
Corey, look at, yeah.
He plays like that. Oh, those, they really do it for me. I want to know what they're doing now. You know, you lose track of somebody, but who cares? I heard they're all dead. Isn't that what you told me?
Yeah.
They got into a bus accident. It's sad, but we must move on and send any work that they were going to get towards me or Mort.
Yeah.
That we're not being cold. We're just saying that's what the parents and the families of all Rory's wife, Jordan, who Rory is dead now, said if you're an agent or you're a manager out there, please send any work for him to Mort or Todd, whoever you think would be better for the role. We'll be able to cover Rory's range.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it wasn't, you know, no offense.
Yeah, I feel like you're either a Mort or a Todd. Do
yeah.
You know what I mean?
One of us can handle anything Rory's getting. No that's offense. I don't think I can handle all of it. They go, oh, you know what, that might be a little... That's sure. actually some more. That's actually some. You involve some right. involve some good acting chops for that role.
Yeah.
I would send it your way. I'm sure. not trying to be a dick.
And there's plenty of stuff for me. Plenty of Rory stuff where I know right away. Okay, that's a Mort. But then there's all this other stuff that he does that is so Todd.
Todd, yeah. so Todd. So we share it. We get the calls from Jordan,
mm-hmm.
his wife, his widow. Mm. Now that Rory got squished together, but I will tell you what happened. I will be honest. One of those things that flattens the tar out on the street.
Yeah, and that's what it said on the autopsy too, which is strange. It's squished.
Squished by a roller.
Yep.
And apparently, he squished out all over the place.
Yeah, and didn't it say, I know that it gave him really long legs, it said, from the squishing. And it was a very detailed autopsy.
It said it squished his legs out so long.
It said long, silly legs.
Long, silly legs, yeah. Just like Rory would have wanted.
Yeah, exactly right.
Like the kind of long, like where it curled up at the end?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like the Wicked Witch of the West, sort of. Because of his love for humor, you know, his wonderful love for humor.
Guys, I think we should try to sing something to close.
Yeah. And by the way, Todd, you truly do have a beautiful voice.
Really?
Yeah, there's a Sinatra.
Can you give me some reverb?
Yeah.
And now the end is near. And so I face the final curtain. My friends, can I have that iPad?
Yes, I'll walk it over.
I'll stay it clear. This is not what we're closing on, because my listeners have heard this before. But I must try, because I don't always have a saxophone player in here, you know? Hold on, I welcome for, hold on. I get a track here, baby. Hold on.
Or from Sinatra to the Jonas Brothers. Their famous song, Hold On.
My way. My way? I said highway. my way track. Okay. Sometimes you got to know the right jingle at the right time.
Yeah.
Seriously. You just got to know what to play. Sometimes there's a place for something, and you wait till the right moment.
And Aaron is great at it.
Oh, he knows. He'll really wait. Sometimes you think, oh, he should do it now, but then 20 seconds later, and he just...
Sometimes you think, oh, he's dropping the ball. I don't know why he's not doing his drop.
But
that's
how a master
he knows.
Works.
Exactly.
He
right.
knows
yes.
when. He's not stupid. He just comes in. It's like all of a sudden, it's like... Boom. It's like a ship coming into the... The ship coming...
I felt actual tension waiting for that fucking fart sound.
Two. Reverb,
on
please.
On my end of like, is he all right? What's going to happen?
Reverb, please. Can I have the... the volume? The knob? The plug it in. Where you plug it in? No, I don't need it.
Well, the Todd Glass Show will be right back. The Todd Glass Show will be right back. You gotta stay through the commercials till he's back on the Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We got to close. That's all right. That's why I started early. But Mort said something, and I don't think it's polite.
What was that? What was that, Ted?
Well, if you remember, God, is this a good show or a bad show? No, it's fun. I'm having a good time. There we go. Okay. Ay, ay, ay. We don't usually have people might go, Todd, you've done this before. Why do this? I don't have a saxophone player. Thank you, Jennifer. And I don't need to come in. If I'm on the road, come on.
You took a picture of it. Got to delete. Oh, okay, there we go.
You know, I don't know. I'm on the road.
I've loved. I've laughed. I've cried. I've had my fair, my share of losing.
Thank you. How about a hand for my sax player, Tony Bafudio?
And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think that I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no. No, not me.
You better not fuck it up.
My way. For what is a man?
What has he got?
If not himself, then he has not to say the words he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows
Todd died in a bus accident singing that song into a very cheap reverb machine.
Squished
to death.
Gave him long, silly ears.
Gave him. So I want to say thank you for coming by tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are there any other teachers you're going to lay in bed and go, oh, I should have mentioned Mr. Bibby Bibbity?
You know, I had Mr. Vanwell.
Mr. Vanwell.
I didn't love school. I'm gonna be real.
Did you graduate high school?
I did late. Graduate.
What do you
high
mean
school.
Late? No, this is fishy as we go to close.
Yeah.
I feel not. You're being a little.
Well,
deceptive.
I think it's interesting. We're starting the interview now.
Well, because I wait because you know what the hardcore people.
Yeah.
They'll stick around.
Yeah.
The ones that go, I want to know more about more.
Right.
And then they go, you know what, Todd? You know what he does? He waits till the end. Everyone thinks, hey, he's an okay interviewer. It's not that great. Then at the end, fuck, he sticks it right up your ass.
Yeah, and
the
really
best
gets,
interview.
Gets to the core of who I am.
Who do you love more? Who do you get along with better, your mother or your father?
Right.
Who do you get along with better?
My mom.
Or both. It might be both.
No, it's my mom.
When's the last time you called your mom?
Last week.
When's you'd say you love you when you hang up the phone?
Yeah, every time.
How about your dad? You get along with him?
No, not really.
Not really? But is it okay? Is it a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the worst? How bad is it?
It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress?
I'm a little hesitant to apply a number.
That's okay. You know what? You said everything you needed to say. Your brothers or sisters?
Yeah, beautiful people.
You're beautiful people? And the sister I met when I was there, how is she doing?
Maude's doing beautiful.
Shut the fuck up, really?
Yeah, her sister, her daughter, Maeve, is with me right now. She just got in town today. She's staying.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and she Maeve's 21 now. She's going to the new school.
Why didn't she come to the show tonight?
She begged me to, and I said, this is my spotlight.
Wow, she could have sat on the sofa next to the sax player.
Mm-hmm. I love, this is really good. This is like a fast answer, but deep question.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm not shitting around. If you had,
it's a lot of people go, lightning round, but
boom, boom,
yeah,
boom,
yeah,
boom.
Right, okay.
What would you say to your 12-year-old self? Forget that. What do you want to say to your 90-year-old self?
Oh, yeah.
Would he say it now, baby?
Yeah, hey, you did all right, pal.
Thank you. Thank you. Everyone, they think they're so great. What would you say? I don't know, but I can't think of anything, and you're making me look shallow. You tell someone, what would you say to your 90-year-old self? I go, you're doing all right.
Hey, you're doing all right,
you're
pal.
Doing all right, baby. All you should be is happy. Lay in bed. I hope you have a morphine drip and giggles.
Yeah, that's right. You did enough. You saw it through. You did
and
it your
I said
your
80.
Way.
That shouldn't be 80. 80-year-olds are still... fully functioning, I should say like 150. Anyway. Well, everybody.
Wait.
Yes.
Did we never played the Joe.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So I love the Joe. Oh, thank you. So I think because I don't even want for this 1 minute will you hear it to go. So Joe, I'm probably over explaining it, but it's fine. It really made us laugh when he sent it to us. So Lynn did my niece wrote a song, a poem to my mom while she was alive 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And my friend Lynn put it to music. And at the end of the show, I played his first draft because he couldn't really get through it.
I heard it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So you heard it.
Yeah.
So Joe sends us your jingle and says, you know, Todd, you know, and he, oh, yeah, sorry about that. There you go. And now we go in. It's not what we're going to close with, but don't worry. I'm fully functioning an adult. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Alex.
Beautiful work all night long.
Thank you for coming in here. My way.
Chaps,
my way.
I took no advice. Did no reflection.
Ba-ba-ba-boom.
No one else.
Yeah, ba 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 dooby dooby doo. Skippity bitty bitty.
I did it my
Still fighting for the last.
Yeah.
What do we got here? So, Lynn, we played the second one because I thought it was important to say, obviously, words matter, and he couldn't get through it. And so, Joe sent us this today.
Spiritually filthy, spiritually filthy, spiritually filthy. Oh, Todd, it's too sad. I don't think I can sing this. I'm just getting too emotional because Lauren was sad that you played Lynn's song twice just because he got emotional. But I don't know. I'll see what I can do, man. I'm sorry.
Joe, that was rude, right?
Yeah, I feel like what he's really saying is like that'll teach that guy. To
that
be
guy,
vulnerable,
fuck him.
You know.
I was laughing so hard. I played it before the show. Lynn, I just want you to know we love you, and we're going to close, and we want to say hello to you and spend a lot of time giving you the kudos you deserve. My shows always end strong. A lot of other shows, they'd go on another 2 hours. I go, no, bring it in. My styles on this show, I realize, truth, are like somewhat like President Trump, ex-President Trump, although he's the president and he's serious. Mine is very self-congratulatory. They're all talking about how good my show is. The new show supposedly made a gig, and I repeat it, because I think that's funny, but he's the president doing it. So it's I can acknowledge there are some very many simulacra of self-promotion. Mine's comedic, but there are a lot of crossovers. Like after I said it jokingly and then I watched him one night, I'm like, oh, my God, that's what I do. But I'm, you know, oh, they're saying how good I is and this is great and my new format is wonderful and everybody's talking about it. Nobody's saying shit about it. So how do we close? I want you to – what do you got? What is this? Mort Burke, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Todd.
You were nothing but pure joy. And I want to say season 3 of I Think You Should Leave is... wait, why is that funny?
I don't have it.
Oh, you don't? Oh. Baby, baby, baby. You played it once.
That one, yeah.
Yes, baby.
Baby, 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 baby.
Oh, baby, 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 baby.
play it five times until you get the last boom right. And you know, the best you think you could do, I'm saying. Just keep doing it, please.
Baby, baby.
My mom's dead. Can you not take advantage of me in a vulnerable time when instead of saying, you know what, my last thing I want to do is make anyone feel bad. I meant if you do it 10 times in a row, you play with it, and then you'll be like, there, that's it. That's all I'm saying. I brought you into the studio because I believe in you, not to... here we go.
I'll get it right this first time.
Thank you, Bobby.
Wait and find out.
Okay, here we go.
Baby, 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 baby.
No, I don't like that one. No. Ah, no, you're the guy who doesn't get how I want it. Well, more something, I'm trying to be nice. A little smoother at the end, almost think of like butter, but boom.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go.
Baby, 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 baby.
Baby, 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 baby.
Do me a favor, Moore. You have a music background.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking around. Truth. Try to explain to him, because sometimes I feel like it's me. And Aristotle will tell me.
Yeah.
Tell him at the end what I'm looking for, because you might be able to know how to explain.
Yeah, that
to
last
me.
One sounded like you fell down.
Yeah,
so
but
don't
be nice.
Don't do that. Okay, yeah, don't do that. So just be smoother.
More like a
sort of a gentler kind of trying to hit the actual tone. Don't no sharp, no flat. You know, just
almost. That's actually
simple.
I feel stupid for not saying that. Carry out the tone of the song.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
I think he gets it.
I think so.
I can look into
He's
someone's.
He's been amazing all night.
Oh my god.
The chops are out of control.
The chops are out of control.
Yeah, but and here we go.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
Baby, 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 baby.
Better.
Kind of,
no,
it's
I like,
kind of cool.
I like to see you're playing with it, but do it one more like boom. You send it off. It's like bada boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll do that.
Here we go. I think you
can. Baby, 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 baby.
That's a wrap.
Bye. Done.
And podcast.
No, come on. That's it. That's the show.
That's the show.
And we're done.
We're done with it.
Out,
farting.
I get the last word. Okay. And we're done with the
podcast.
And that's finished.
And we're done.
We're done.
Finished with this.
The last thing you heard was my voice.
And another episode of the Todd Glass Show in the bank.
That's a wrap.
That's all she wrote.
All wrapped up.
Okay. And that's the end of the show.
Stick a fork in it, because this is the end of the podcast.
And this is where I'll stop.
And that's the last thing you heard was Aristotle's voice.
Me playing stop.
Thanks for listening all the way through to the end of the show.
Done. Over.
We have podcasted.
Now that's a spicy meatball.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. Not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.
Done! Watch! Oh.